This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Coming up at about 9:20, 9:30, Hill Notes, and you still have time to leave one on the Odyssey app. And that is a way that you can listen to this radio station all day long, all night long. If you cannot listen on the radio, just download the Odyssey app and leave us a voice note on any topic, and we'll play the best ones coming up at 9:20 this morning. As Robert Splaine said on this show earlier, 18 days until the New England Patriots begin officially the NFL season. And Curtis, you had a question this morning based on what is being written about the New England Patriots. Elliot Wolf on Monday, I think that was, said he'd be anxious to trade a first-round pick or two if he could add value to this team. But there's some question about that, I guess.
Yeah, the Athletic this morning, Chad Graff does not agree with Wiggy, and I think most of us, that they need to make a trade to improve the roster. He said the Patriots are 3 weeks away from kicking off a season with good vibes and high hopes, thanks to new coach Mike Vrabel. It doesn't make much sense for the Patriots to trade either of their two biggest names to trade for either of the two biggest names on the trading block, Terry McLaurin or Micah Parsons. Success for the Pats this season isn't going to be defined by wins. They've been victorious. This is in an unbelievable stat. They have 8 wins in their last 35 games.
That hurts.
That's 27 losses. That's like a decade of the prior Patriots in 3 years. And he notes in The Athletic, because of that, expectations are manageable for Vrabel. What matters more is that he builds a culture and gets a team to play disciplined football. And I think that there is an equation where every organization should follow it. You need to have both a competent coach and a team that can win relatively quickly so that there is buy-in and then culture is able to be established. You don't build Wiggy can correct me if I'm wrong. Nobody talks about the great cultures in losing organizations. So this actually, in my view, would expedite the culture arriving in Foxborough under the tutelage of Mike Vrabel because they would be more likely to be winning than losing.
Well, I mean, in order to get those guys, you know, the superstars, I think you have to win some games. Like I don't think the true legitimate game changers are going to want to come somewhere where you're upping your win total by, you know, a game or two this season. But you played the game.
I guess tell me differently. I think it's, and maybe Curtis might have had this before, and as you start to look at, like, the top free agents every year, The superstars don't move unless they're traded, right? When we start to think of that, Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, like those are the top free agent, well, would have been free agent wide receivers. But they ultimately re-sign with their teams. And the only way you get a guy like that is through a trade. You see with DK Metcalf, if you want to put him top 10 wide receiver in the league. And like Micah Parsons, does he ever really get to free agency or does a team trade for him? So it's not more about a guy saying, all right, I'm picking New England to go play there. It might be those like second level players that hit that free agency point.
Yeah.
So like those elite guys, I feel like you have to get those guys through trades.
I will agree with it in the sense that I brought up earlier where I think Mike Vrabel has been given a long leash by these guys, mm-hmm. and has, you know, they went through what they went through with Gerard Mayo, and so they're not going to make a change when it comes to head coach for a considerable amount of time. So he has the luxury of having some time.
Does he?
Yes.
What
you don't think so?
We had this conversation while you were gone, and Curtis, I believe it was Curtis's lead at one point. I might be wrong about that, but it was like Mike Vrabel has a long leash, whereas Drake May does not. Like if Drake May doesn't perform, like he's on the chopping block.
Yeah, yeah. They're not going to. Robert Kraft is not going to pay three coaches at the same time, meaning fired Mayo, fired Vrabel, and hiring a new guy.
But what's a long leash?
3 years.
Okay, yeah. So see, I feel like 2 years. Let's say they win 7 games this year.
Yeah.
And win 7 games next year.
Well, then I think that third year he's going to have to win more than 7 games. I think that you win 7 games this year. I think some of the fans are disappointed. Some are like, "All right, we're going in the right direction." I would be disappointed if they win 7 this year and then they come back and win 7 again. I would be disappointed.
So I'd be disappointed if they won 7 games this year.
Same.
I would look at it and go, wait a second, what? You only won 7 games this year? I mean, think about that. 7 games.
Because you won 4 last year with Drake May in his rookie year, not playing the entire season.
Well, you really won, you really won 3 last year. Like, I don't count.
All right,
but you won 4. Like, that's why. And with Gerard Mayo as the head coach. Right. Like, that is a big jump, regardless of not having weapons around Drake May and the O-line struggling.
And if they win 7, that is almost the win total of the last 2 years combined.
Yeah. 7 is
dominated
nuts,
the world,
though.
It is.
But just take this kind of like, play it out on how it would look, right? So we used to split it down when it was a 16-week season. Now they play 17. So let's say the first 8 games of the season, they go 3-5. We're sitting here going, wait a second, that's not very good, right? That's not very good at all.
Especially with the teams they're playing.
Right, and so then if the second half of the season, there are 9 games left, they win 4 more, you're looking at it and going, that's not a good season.
So,
there's no
unless
way
one of those wins comes against Baltimore, and it's like, oh, this team is turning it around. This team is getting more competitive against good teams.
Explain the dramatic declaration by Elliot Wolf. Is that just interest kinging?
Yeah, somebody gave the kid the microphone by accident.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Like, I view him as just like, I get so enraged when I hear him speaking on behalf of the organization. He has no business, even if it's a title and name only. Look at the drafting he's been a part of. It has been an abomination.
Yeah, but then why say it? Like, if you're going to say, yeah.
Because Kraft loves that people say that they're going to invest. Kraft is doing the anti-Belichick. He wants the team to be in the news. He wants the fans to feel like they're in pursuit, the interest kings of McLaurin, that they aren't ignoring the wants and needs of the fan base. That's why they like it.
If there's a player out there that we feel like can help us, then, it costs that, then we would consider doing that.
Yeah, I would give virtually whatever they want to get McLaurin.
Oh, yeah.
I would do that in 5 seconds.
And the
reporting today is, or the speculation is, that they want too much for him. Like, I don't care what it is. Do it.
Right.
Improve the football team.
I would be willing to say, I don't think there's a Patriots fan out there that would be satisfied if this team won 7 games.
Yeah, I mean, there's a 978 texter on the Subaru of New England text line. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. I expect 7-8 wins. I will be fine with that. So there's a fan.
And what about the 93 Patriots as an example, Wiggs, where mm-hmm. it was Belichick's first year or second year? Was
93?
93.
Said?
You mean Parcells?
Parcells,
yeah, Parcells.
Yeah, sorry. But it was Bill Parcells' second year here, mm-hmm. and they won 4 or 5 straight to end that year. They won, I think, they went 5-11.
Mm-hmm.
And they were definitely on the come up. You could tell that the Bledsoe and the defense and the guys that they had started to put around that roster with Bill Parcells leading it was building towards something, and it was something you could palpably touch.
The Lions right. just did that a couple years ago under Dan Campbell. They were 3-13 their first year. Right. Then the second year, I think they finished 9-7, but they rattled off like 6 of their last 7.
Right.
And remember, so it's that like, nice, here we go.
Remember that press conference Campbell had where he was catatonic
yeah.
in Gillette Stadium? We all thought he was a punchline. Now he's like one of the most popular coaches in the NFL.
But I don't think the fans.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and 3 toes. I will beat your ass.
Why would you beat someone for having 3 toes?
I just feel differently for the Patriots fans of now versus the Patriots fans of back then, right? I think the Patriots fans of back then, they were just looking for any type of silver lining. Well, I think the Patriots fans of today, their expectations are a lot higher. And then with Mike Vrabel, his first year going to Tennessee, he's 9-7. And granted, I get that Tennessee was coming off a better year before he became head coach. I just don't feel like that. I know I won't be satisfied with 7 wins.
I know, but you're suffering, like many, from dynasty bias. Like, if you looked at a team and said they had 4 wins, and maybe you could call it 3,
mm-hmm.
and they come back the next season and they have 7 or maybe 8, most would be delighted by that.
That's a successful progression. Yeah, right. Absolutely. You're doubling your win total from the year prior.
And right. I have dumb luck, Greg. So 91-92, the Patriots had, wait for it, 8 wins combined. So exactly where the Patriots find themselves entering this year. And in 93, they went 5-11, but beat the Bengals, the Browns, the Colts, and the Dolphins in overtime to close out that season. They end up 5-11, and the next year they are beaten by Bill Belichick's Browns in the first round of the playoffs. So, pretty darn good comp. If they start good, like if they have a Gerard Mayo like week 1, and then they pee down their leg for 10 games. Nobody's going to be excited.
All right, that's Chad Graff in The Athletic today, right, Curtis?
That's correct.
All right, we will be right back.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.